Like her colleagues across the country, Olympia Snowe spent some time last month explaining to voters her philosophy on overhauling health care.
I prefer to restructure the current health insurance market, which we can, and make sure that they can live up to a certain standard. For example, that they can't rate health insurance premiums on the basis of your health status or pre-existing conditions or your gender.
That's pure Snowe, a Republican's faith in private markets. But it's not just rhetoric. It comes from years as a state legislator working to pass some of the most ambitious health insurance regulation in the country. But Snowe's faith in private insurers isn't without limits.
If the insurance companies don't live up to providing affordable health insurance, then you could have a fallback to make sure that people don't fall through the cracks and have no insurance because it's unaffordable.
Snowe's fallback is emerging as a key compromise brought by the so-called Gang of Six, the group within the Senate Finance Committee struggling to come up with a bill that might garner at least some bipartisan support. Snowe is almost the only Republican torchbearer for health care bipartisanship. Trish Riley is director of the Maine Governor's Office of Health Policy and Finance.
She is a tenacious, thoughtful individual. She has been very clear that she wants a bipartisan plan and she wants to find the middle. And I think she will work to the end to try to do that.
Speaking from the lawn of her home overlooking Casco Bay, Riley says for all Maine's enormous size, its politics are personal.
If you walk around the state, people call Olympia, Olympia. I rarely hear her referred to as Senator Snowe. She has a deep affection from the people of Maine. They know her. They know they can reach her. They know they can touch her.
Joe Dutray says Snowe understands the health care problems of Mainers. He's director of Maine Consumers for Affordable Health Care.
Maine has a lot of seasonal workers who work in the woods, who do logging, workers in the fishing industry, lots of workers who pick blueberries and potatoes. And these are seasonal industries that typically will go without coverage.
And Mainers who do have coverage often can afford only insurance with enormous deductibles, upwards of $10,000. So Maine's strict health insurance regulations haven't always had the intended effect. Maine also has some of the nation's highest health care costs.
And the biggest businesses are saying, as large as they are, whether it's L.L. Beans or Bath Iron Works or Unum Provident, they cannot afford their health care for their workers.
Snowe was also involved in the fierce debates that resulted in the 2006 passage of a state plan of subsidized private health insurance called Dirigo Health for people making up to four times the federal poverty level, about $88,000 for a family of four. Dirigo Health has insured only about a quarter of Maine's uninsured, and enrollment has been closed for 2 years because of shaky finances. So Dirigo Health has taught Snowe about the limits of state-based efforts to cover the uninsured. Dr. Robert McAfee heads the program.
For those who are in Dirigo, it has been a matter of life and death, if you could read my mail every day. For those who haven't been able to get insurance, we have not been as successful as we should have been.
As president of the American Medical Association 16 years ago, McAfee fought against President Clinton's health plan. A Republican himself, he hopes Snowe succeeds in helping craft a Senate finance health overhaul plan.
I think it would be very hard to have a successful proposal come out of that committee without her endorsement.
If it doesn't happen, he says, it won't be because she didn't try. Richard Knox, NPR News.